Welcome, everyone. This is Reverend Laura Jackson Liu, and I am so blessed to be with you tonight. It's been quite the time in some of our lives, things we're experiencing, things that are playing out with humanity. So this is the June 2019 call. So as we, what a great time to just breathe. I already had people ask people to just breathe, invited them before we even began recording tonight. So take a nice deep breath in, breathing in that peace that is always there. And now breathing out everything else. Anything that's happening in your life, that happened in your day, happened at work, happened in relationships. Right now, we're stepping into a very high vibration, the vibration of peace. And so for any sweet angelic beings who are already here, we ask them all to come in, all those who are about love and joy and light and peace and healing. And so as more... They're coming into this energetic room, the circle that we've already formed. And so just as they continue to come in, there's a big flow tonight. So just take another deep breath in and breathe in. Just feel that lightness of being, that incredible infinite love they have for you. And just breathe that in and breathe out everything else. Any other cares, any other concerns. And just breathe in that beautiful peace again and that love, 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 love for you and all that you are, that perfection that you already are. Breathe that in. And now breathe out everything else. So all kinds of magic also and messages from spirit. I've seen in many, many different places, pink roses, including my pink rose candle I just recently unpacked with my little goddess on top, holding her crystal. So much love. They had me light every candle I could find tonight in my space here with you. Just keep breathing that in. Just keep breathing it. And if you feel like you want to cry at some point, that's okay. That's okay. You're muted. No, I'm just kidding. Just let it out because, see, this is that safe, sacred space. And it's important to just let things flow. And sometimes when so much happens in our personal life and so much happens in the world and as what happened close to us, some of us, this another yet tragedy, that we just, we ask the angels for healing. Just open up and say, I can't carry it anymore, but you were never meant to carry all of it. And you just ask them to step in, allow yourself to flow with whatever you're feeling, and then ask them to fill you back up with love and light. In some of our world, it seems like there's been a loss of life that I'm aware of every day for the last 7 days, and another one today. Sometimes not always people we know, the people who touch our lives, the people we hear about. And really, you know, that's not just in our neighborhood. It's all over the world. And we know there is a greater purpose. We may not see all of the reasons why some things happen, but it's really not ours to have to figure it all out. And you just, and it's a wonderful reminder to ask for assistance, from your spirit guides, your guardian angels, the entire angelic kingdom, archangels, ascended masters, ancient ones, star beings, elementals, source, all that is, any and all. You can call in any and all assistance whenever you need. Because remember, they're waiting for you to call them in because you have free will. And the only way that they can come in and help is when they're invited. So you're never pulling on them. They're waiting for you. Remember, they're infinite. They can be in many places at once. It's not like calling a 1-800 number and getting put on hold. That never happens with the angels. As the music just crescendoed to that. That you can be assured that that never happens. They are always there for you. And if your prayers don't get answered immediately or you don't see immediate results, we remember that things are in the works. We remember that they are always acting in your highest behalf. And maybe sometimes it's possible that what you're praying for might not be for your highest. See, but you don't have to worry about that. Remember? So tonight, there's no thinking involved. There's nothing that you have to strive for tonight. Tonight, you can just be in this beautiful, beautiful energy. They're still coming in, by the way. I'm not sure how they're all fitting in our beautiful energetic space, but of course space is infinite. So that's how. But they're just streaming in because you are so loved and you are so valued and you are so appreciated. You are so honored. You are so respected. You are so celebrated. And they say that the list could just go on and on and on. So this beautiful space, see, this is really what the new is. You are already that. There's nothing that you have to do to deserve the love of Source, the love of the angels, the love of Mother Nature, Mother Earth. There's nothing you have to do. You already did it. You showed up. You're born. You're living. You're breathing. And they say they know it's not easy sometimes. But there's nothing you have to do to deserve the love for being a divine co-creator yourself, of already being an amazing, magnificent being. Nothing you have to do. So, you know, and they shared with me about tonight, all that has happened lately. Tonight is, I don't know that this, I've ever been inspired with this aspect of peace, but tonight is called the gentleness of peace. The gentleness of peace. And so as I talk about high beings, whatever description or word or name you give it. Sometimes I say spirit. Sometimes I say God. Sometimes I say source. Sometimes I refer to it as all that is, the universe. And sometimes I would say that the love vibration is that. It is the same. There is no distinction. Not relationship love, not human love, not I love that movie, but total, absolute, unconditional love. The kind of unconditional love that people experience when they have a near-death experience. And they're like, do I have to go back? Most people, do I have to go back? Because they are placed in the midst of true, unlimited, unconditional love. And that moment, it's like a return home. And so tonight, the angels are saying, we want to give you the gift of pure, unconditional love and pure peace. God's grace. Stepping into an endless waterfall of the grace of peace. That right now, as we're together, we're in this beautiful, high vibration, high loving space, that not one other thing matters. Everything else is outside of you, and the only thing that exists within you is that amazing, deep connection to Source and love and joy and light and peace and healing. So I'm really led at this moment to take that even deeper into your system. This entire time together, I already was guided that we will just deepen it and deepen it and deepen it. So right now, hopefully you're not in a moving vehicle. And I would like you to, if you're not already in complete, close to bliss, complete comfort, your other electronic devices turned off, not facing you, in a comfortable space. And together, either out loud or in your mind, we're going to say that beautiful Sanskrit word, Shanti, for peace. And so together, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. One more time, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And one more time, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And then the name of Creator and the sound of creation, all of creation. Om. Again. Om. One more time, either out loud or just in within your quietness. And so bring the awareness to your beingness. And now taking that awareness all the way down through your core being, down your legs, out your feet, like beautiful roots into Mother Earth, going through all the layers, just easily flowing your roots, flowing through Mother Earth, all the way down, all the way down. Now connecting with the crystalline grid of the iron core crystal at the center of Mother Earth. And just wrapping your roots all around. And bringing that energy back up, that connection with Mother Earth, provider of all things, the nurturer, bringing that energy all the way back up, completely connected now to our beautiful Mother Earth, bringing that energy back up those roots, your feet, into your feet, up your legs, through your body, out your crown, and now going all the way up to connect with Source, the Great Spirit, all that is, and just connecting with that energy and bringing all that light all the way down into your crown, into your being, and now going all the way down and just cycling that energy like a great infinity symbol, wrapping around the iron core crystal, coming back up, going up to Source, and bringing that beautiful heaven back down into your crown, running through your body. And now as you feel that liquid light, that healing light, iridescent sparkling, filled with love, compassion, peace, joy, total complete healing on all levels, feel that sparkleness, that sparkly nature, move into every cell in your body. There is nowhere that is now not filled with light in your body. You just feel this beautiful connection with heaven and earth continue to cycle through you. And every cell in your body light up with the divinity of God, the divinity of Source, and the divinity that you are already. You are made of that. You are made of stardust, creation of all things. You were born perfect. You were born whole. So continue to feel that beautiful sparkles just light up every cell, every major chakra, every minor chakra, every space in your body. And now that sparkling, beautiful liquid light is going outside of your physical body and filling up every molecule, every atom in all of your etheric layers, your energy body that surrounds your physical body. You can feel your Merkaba and perfect form spinning there, your energetic body, outside your physical body. And you feel a perfect flow in this very moment. That all things are aligned in your life. That you choose to allow that flow. You choose to allow that love that you already are and that peace that you already are to fill up every cell in your body. To go up into your head and have that love and light and peace there, filling up every space. You no longer need to think. You have that divine connection with all that is. You are heaven on earth. You are that gift. You are that peace. And so continue to feel that sparkles, that sparkly nature within you just expand out. Now beyond your energetic body. Feel that beautiful liquid light flowing through you from Source to Mother Earth becoming stronger and expanding out now further and further and further. How much peace will you allow? How much peace will you allow to flow within you and through you? How much love will you allow yourself to expand even more? Yes, yes, yes. Expanding that state that you already are. Love and light and peace and joy. All the other things that are happening are an opportunity for you to remember to choose this, that which you already are. Your divine blueprint. Divine blueprint is perfect. You are perfect. You merely choose some learning sometimes, some experiences to help remember the perfection that we already are. Unlike when we all attended school, we don't have to work for it. We don't have to work at it. You're already that. There are no tests to take. No projects. Oh, I'm working on a love project. Yes, I want to see how much love have I really. What percentage? Let me see if I can do some scientific experiments. And then what percentage of peace am I? I don't know. I'll have to examine that too. But that will take a lot of time and hard work. Hard work. That's how I'll determine how much peace I am. What percentage I got? I only got 46% when I came in. God only gave me 46%. You are already that. Nothing really takes it away. We just have opportunities to remember that we are that. Opportunities to awaken. To truly awaken. To hear the awakening bell. There you go. To hear the bell to awaken. Maybe you missed that the first time in your life when the bell was played, and so you're looking for that again. So how much more can you expand that love and that peace within you, extending it out from you? Remember, you're in a safe and sacred space in these peace circle groups. You are surrounded by so many loving beings. There's only light here. Light is all that's allowed. How many beings can you count that are here for you? Can you count that high? Do you realize how many beings of light and loved ones and guides and angels are here supporting you? Probably more than you could imagine. And they really applaud you because you said yes to coming into a dense physical plane of existence on this planet at this time. And sometimes you probably don't feel like you won the lottery, even though you did. But you said yes. And you are here doing the work, doing the divine service, even when you might judge that you aren't, you are. And they applaud and celebrate you because they can't do what you are doing. Because you chose to come in the physical. So they're saying, call on us, ask us to come in, ask us to help clear you, help heal you, help align your frequencies to what you desire, to remove the perceived obstacles to making life easier and more full of grace, to realize what's truly happening instead of what's just happening on the surface. To realize that all those challenging people are here to help you awaken to who you truly are. What if those people who seem to challenge your peace, that you kind of talked to and shook their hand before you came in this lifetime and said, yeah, I'll play this role and you play that role. Because last lifetime you played that role and I played this role. What if that's really all that was happening? What if you could truly, truly stand and witness what's happening instead of being pulled into it. And we've all felt that. I don't know anyone who's walked through life and just observed and never felt anything, unless they're disconnected from their heart. And there are those. But we're talking about completely being in your heart space and just witnessing and asking for the deeper meaning. Asking for what is yours to walk away with, to understand what's the real message, not just the message at the surface, right? Like the iceberg, not only 10% is above the surface, 90% is beneath the surface. You don't see it, like energy, right? Except there's much more to energy than what we see in the physical. Are you ready to stop seeing everything with your physical eyes and allow spirit to help guide you and commune with you and walk with you, feeling that love and that energy? The spirit's like jumping up and down, like, will you let me? Will you let me? Will you talk to me? Will you recognize me? I'm here. I'm here. I'm here to help. Can you see me? Can you feel me? You're so loved. Did I mention how perfect you are? Perfect and whole. Say to yourself, I am perfect and whole. I am perfect and whole. I am perfect and whole. I am a joyous creation of all that is. I am a joyous creation of all that is. I am a joyous creation of all that is. And so continuing to release anything else that no longer serves your highest. And so just permanently cutting those cords. I'm here with you and supporting you and asking Spirit to step in. If you choose that, you just say yes to Spirit. Right here, right now, in this moment, and all of our bodies, all directions and dimensions, permanently release any and all cords, attachments that no longer serve your highest, that state, that high vibration of love, of peace, of joy, of infinite possibilities. Archangel Michael is here, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Metatron. There are many beings here. Saint Germain, thank you. Joel Kuhl, Lord Melchizedek, so many more. And so I'm asking them to step forward, surround you in love, whoever you choose to surround you, Mother Mary, and Jesus, and Buddha, and Krishna. Amma, hugging Saint Amma, all the angels, just surround you and to reflect back all the love that you are, so that you can feel that in this moment. Archangel Michael, the twin soul flame, faith. Just cut the cords with his beautiful sword, removing anything that no longer serves you, so that you can stand in all of the love that you are. Look at others. with love, no judgment of yourself or anyone else. Allow them to be where they are. They came in for their journey too. It's really not about them, it's about you. It's about you and your journey, and really your journey inward. You've got an inside job. So you're standing in that love and that light, having that all reflected back to you by all these magnificent beings of light, and working with Archangel Michael to just cut away anything else that no longer serves you. Just permanently releasing that with love. Return the sender. Just returning to the sun to be transmuted into love. And now Spirit is holding up this gigantic mirror. My sword's down. I was working with Archangel Michael. And so Spirit is holding up this gigantic mirror, and it's saying, your beauty is so bright, the reflection is almost blinding. And they're holding that up for each of you here tonight. To see, to witness, to feel the amazing, loving being that you are. Feel that. Feel the gentleness of peace. Feel the beauty and the love and the compassion and the empathy. Spirit holds each one of those 100% for you. Okay, they said more than 100%. Spirit's saying, you are that. We're trying to show you. We've been doing all kinds of things to try to show you. Will you accept that? This is your beauty. This is the amazingness that you are. And they say, well, that's humbling tonight. They say, we have a voice. As I help you, each of you, hear and see and feel Spirit. That you are deserving. You didn't have to do anything to be here in this moment, to receive this, to be. You didn't have to do anything to receive the beauty that you are, the love that you are, the peace that you are. How does that feel? How does that feel in your body? How does that feel in your heart? Because right now, you are vibrating at such a high place, such a beautiful place. The highest vibration is love. The highest vibration is all of the ascended masters all over the world. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them who walk the planet and ascend it into the vibration of pure love and light. There are so many of them. And so many cultures. and they walk the path. And moved into the highest vibration possible. Still connected to us, to the planet, to you. Continuing to be of incredible service. The archangels work with our planet. I think they signed up for that. They said, we want to work with Mother Earth as she moves into a whole new time, as humanity says yes to oneness, to love and honoring each other and everything, every living thing, because everything is living. Everything is made from living elements on the planet. And how beautiful to have an angelic warrior at the head, a peace warrior. I've had peace warriors attend my peace circles, female and male. Very quiet warriors, because anyone and everyone can carry peace. Do we think that sometimes our protectors here on this physical level don't also want peace and desire peace? Absolutely. And then we have all these little beings on the planet, elementals, who are here for you to call on, who are being of great service. Being of great service. Working with bodies of water and the air and all different places on the earth, Mother Earth on the planet, and the fire element, and of course, spirit, the fifth element. In the nature kingdom, the animal kingdom, the flying kingdom, the next time you see a beautiful animal messenger, ask what their message is for you. You can begin with their animal totem, but they may have a specific message for you. See, when you go back into the space, which you can call in at any time, it's easier to hear, easier to receive those messages. And so as you continue to sparkle with that love, and that light and that peace vibration, the highest vibration, expand it out. And you're still running that energy from heaven to earth, from source all the way down to Mother Earth. And now just feeling the vibration of peace. And our message for tonight, the gentleness of peace. Feel that flowing within you. Smooth, soft, gentle, loving. Gentleness of peace. Feeling that just flowing through you. Every cell, every atom in your body and the gentleness of peace. And that specific vibrational imprint of peace. If you would like and you're willing, just say yes. We're going to put that beautiful, gentle, loving vibrational imprint of peace within every chakra in your body, permanently implanting it there, starting at your crown, your thousand petal lotus. Absolutely feeling that vibration of peace and anchoring it into your crown chakra. The gentleness, the loving grace of peace to just exist within your crown chakra. And now moving down to your third eye chakra. And between your brows, anchoring in a vibrational imprint of pure peace for your inner sight, that you see everything through the vibration of peace. Fully anchoring that into your third eye chakra. And now moving down to your throat chakra. Taking that beautiful vibrational imprint of peace and anchoring it into your throat chakra. That you may only speak peace. Fully anchored into your throat chakra. And now moving down to your heart chakra. Your divine will. Taking that pure vibrational imprint of peace and fully anchoring it into your heart. All of the chambers within your heart. Feeling that peace. That peace beyond all peace. The peace by the grace of God that is now fully anchored into your heart chakra. And now moving down to your solar plexus, your human will. No matter what we feel at times, now we invite a vibrational imprint of peace into your solar plexus. That peace may now be your filter, your personal filter. For your personal will, allowing that peace of God and maybe divine will to come through your solar plexus now. And so we fully anchor in that peace vibration into your solar plexus. And now, moving down into your sacrum chakra, home of creativity and passion. And so we invite that vibrational imprint of pure peace into your entire sacral chakra region. We say thank you for bringing that peace in and fully anchoring it. Fully anchored into the sacral region. And now down to the very first chakra, your root chakra. We ask to be filled with the vibrational imprint of pure, total peace into your foundation. Peace. All of your foundational needs are met. They're already met by Source. It is already in the works that you are completely provided for. You can breathe that in. Breathe that fully in into your root chakra, your foundation. So that the vibration of peace is fully anchored. And so feeling that divine imprint, the vibration of peace, now anchored into every chakra. And already anchored into every cell in your body. Feel the beautiful gentleness of peace. Let's breathe that in, fully allow it to anchor into your entire being. Breathe in, say, yes, I receive the full import of this vibrational imprint of peace into every chakra, every cell, every part of my being. And so it is. And so it is. You see, you can get excited with Source and passionate. Just because you're filled with peace doesn't mean you can't experience that joy and excitement and bubbling over. And also feel that gentleness of peace within you all the time. It is never not within you. It is never not there. It has always been there. We're just saying tonight, hey, I know you're there. Reinforcing it, growing it, recognizing it, anchoring it in. Saying, wow, this feels really good. I choose this instead of the other stuff. I choose peace, while others may choose to have different experiences around me. I choose peace. Mm-hmm. I choose peace and pick up my peace stone that I also recently unpacked. And a beautiful statement about peace that I don't recall where it came from. It says, one with the power of divine peace. And then it says, I am the very presence of peace in my world. So let's say that together a few times. I am the very presence of peace in my world. I am the very presence of peace in my world. I am the very presence of peace in my world. I am the very presence of peace in my world. Nice to meet you. I'll join you in peace. It's all about peace and love and joy. And those other people thought they just printed on angels at Christmas time. It's really what it is all about. So you may have moments where you forget. And that's okay. That's okay. Because when you go somewhere quiet and take time for yourself to listen to spirit and feel spirit, you can call this energy back in from these peace circles. Just call it back in. Say, oh, that's right. I choose peace. I chose peace, and I still choose peace, no matter what is happening around me. Synchronicities abound. I found a beautiful quote from Gandhi on peace, and then I just saw his book. As I continue to place more and more energy in this beautiful space as I unpack belongings that have been packed away for many years. And my eyes fell upon Gandhi and peace. So let me find that beautiful prayer here. This is Gandhi's prayer for peace. I'm going to change one word. I offer you peace. I offer you love. I offer you friendship. I see your beauty. I hear your need. I feel your feelings. My wisdom flows from the highest source. I honor that source in you. Let us work together for unity and love. And that was Gandhi's prayer for peace. And as he says, work together for unity and love, for we know how he shared that peace. He chose to be it. At one point, he was not speaking. The journalist was trying to interview him and finally realized that his choice to not speak was another way in which he was giving the message of choosing peace. Like not eating, he was not speaking. He simply was and simply stood for peace. For a new way of being. And how we could say that at this time in history, we choose a new way of being. We no longer choose fear. We no longer choose worry. We no longer choose lack. We choose the knowing that we are provided for, that we are all one. While we may have differences in appearance, maybe some different thoughts, that we are still all one. Because of how one thinks or believes this way or that, or likes this color, not that color. That we are still all one. That we are all love and deserve to be loved and honored. Just for being. And so this gentleness of peace showed me, they just took your hand, and that gentleness of peace wants to be with you in every moment, to hold your hand in every moment, walking by your side in every moment, no matter what you're going through. That peace is holding your hand. See, that's the total support from spirit, from the angels, from your guardian angels and your guides. Almost showing you that they are always there for you. Always. No matter if you're peaceful, no matter if you're not peaceful, no matter if you forget, no matter what you're experiencing, they're still there. In every moment. No matter your choices. No matter how you choose to deal with things. It's all okay. And you're loved 100%. And supported 100%. And he said, even when you feel like you're walking, they're actually carrying you a time. So maybe between now and the next peace circle, you can see what it feels like to hold an angel's hand. If they walk with you or they carry you, you feel their giant, loving, supportive, angelic wings flapping beside you. Feel the strength in that. Feel the strength in that peace and that love. Unconditional love. Pure peace. Total joy. He said, it's okay to let go of the rest. It's okay to let go of the suffering. It's time for joy. It's time to choose joy. It's your time. You've waited so long to get to this point. It's time for you. It's time for you to put on those angel's wings. To feel and know the joy that you are, the gift that you are. This time in all of humanity's history, you've come so far to get to this point. It's okay to choose joy. It's okay to choose you. Choose you. And then you'll know that peace that you are. They're so grateful to be here tonight and help you feel so much love they have for each one of you. And just like wrapping each one of you in their beautiful angel wings, a cocoon of love and peace and healing, knowing all is well. Turn to them. Don't turn to the news. Turn to them. They say all is well. There's so much more happening than you're aware of. All truly is in divine order. They're so grateful for you. Feel their love. Feel that immense, overwhelming, beautiful love beyond love, peace beyond peace, and joy beyond joy. I say, come fly with us. That's why you want to be lighter, so you can fly with us, right? Release the heaviness. Let it fall down to Mother Earth. She can also transmute it, just like the sun. Transmute it, transform it back to love. Whatever heaviness you have, let it go. Let it go. Allow that gentleness of peace to carry you through your life right now. Carry you through your days. Carry you through all that you're dealing with. Allow it to release. And let that gentleness of peace come even closer and closer and closer and deeper within you. You are the gift. Call on those angels, they say. We're waiting to be invited to your party. And so allow this to just carry you into your evening tonight. Whether you go and just go into your sleep state now or carry that gentleness of peace with you. And they say, and be gentle with yourself. They're in immense gratitude, and I'm in immense gratitude. Because you're here, because you did choose you. Because you said yes. Because you are honoring yourself in this very moment. And a beautiful evening and week and month. And I will see you all very soon. Infinite peace and blessings to you. Mm-hmm.